looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Bible, where we look at the Bible verse by verse. Now, we are still in the infancy narrative of Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew, and today we're going to look at Matthew chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, which say, When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So why was Herod afraid of a baby? Interesting question. Well, a couple things. Herod was concerned because, legitimately, he wasn't Israel's king. He wasn't in the lineage. If you remember from our last episode, he's an Edomite. And another reason he was concerned, because in the book of Numbers in chapter 24, verse 17, Balaam predicted that a star shall come forth out of Jacob and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. He was troubled because this prophecy foretold his destruction, the disaster for his family. It says in the next verse in Numbers 24:18 that Edom shall be dispossessed. So that's one. But secondly, he just wasn't a legitimate king to Israel. Remember our first episode, the first several passages of Matthew's gospel go over the genealogy of Jesus. That's to establish his kingship. Jesus was the king of Israel by birth. He's in the Davidic line. So that's first. Now, Herod was also concerned for political reasons. He was no longer going to be in power. Kind of sounds familiar with politicians of today. I mean, no disrespect to politicians out there listening. Okay, verse 4. He summons the chief priests. So Herod was a good diplomat. You know, he did all these building projects and all this stuff to get in good favor with the Jewish people. And he kind of faked a conversion, if you will. He didn't know the scriptures. So he summons the chief priest of the day, the scribes, the Pharisees, all these guys, because he didn't know what Micah chapter 5 said regarding the birth of the Messiah in Bethlehem. And so he's summoning these guys to get a better understanding of what's happening, to acquaint himself with the Hebrew scriptures, so he has a better idea of what he is trying to deal with the new birth of the Jewish king in Jesus Christ. So there's a little background on Herod. Now tomorrow we will dive a little deeper into this prophecy that the scribes are going to tell him. Have a good day, everyone. And let's read your Bible. God bless.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.